Now, on Thursday evening, the Bishop of Sherborne, the Right Reverend Graham Kings, conducted a baptism service. So far, not very unusual. But this one was rather special. Bishop Graham, what was special about it?
It was the first baptism I'd done in the sea, and it was at Bridport at West Bay, and we baptised 4 young people, and then I confirmed 8 people on the beach.
And this was all part of a series of events in the Bridport area, wasn't it, Bishop?
Yes, there was an ecumenical pilgrimage to Bridport, and all the different churches joined in. We had a whole week there. We had 12 people coming from different parts of Dorset, and about 40 people from the local churches. I stayed for a week in the caravan site there and got to know people. It was great fun.
So what was the purpose of this?
Well, the young people had come to faith and they wanted to be baptised. And we thought, since we were doing a lot of open-air things during the week, we'd do the baptism open-air. I actually had a wetsuit under my white robes. And if you look at the photographs on the Diocese of Salisbury website, it looks a bit like a black clerical shirt. It's actually a wetsuit.
Okay. Now, Lucy Taylor was one of the people who was baptised. She's also on the phone. Lucy, good morning.
Morning.
Lucy, just first of all, tell us, how old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
So, Lucy, what made you decide you wanted to be baptised?
Well, I do a lot for my local church at the moment. I bell ring and I'm part of the choir, and I just thought that if I got baptised, then I'd be sort of a better part, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I think I do. Bishop Graham, let me ask you about that. I mean, was it important for Lucy to be baptised, to feel more part of the church community?
Yes, and baptism is a focus for faith, for becoming part of Christ and becoming part of the worldwide church. When people come to faith, it's wonderful to be baptised. It's one of the two main sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion. And I also confirmed Lucy, and she had Holy Communion there on the beach.
So, Lucy, whose idea was it that you should be baptised? Was it yours or was it suggested to you?
It was my own idea.
So what did you think when somebody said, well, actually, it's not going to be in some nice warm water in a font at the back of the church, it's going to be in the sea?
Okay. That's going to be cold.
And was it?
Yes.
And did they, the bishops already confessed, if bishops can confess, to wearing a wetsuit. I've got to ask you, did you have a wetsuit on?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Bishop, that seems a bit unfair.
Well, not really, because I had to stay in the sea all the time for 4 of them, and they sort of came and went.
I see. So, Lucy, was it better for you because you came and went rather than stayed in?
I'm not really too sure.
But it was okay. So, Lucy, let me ask you, when you'd been baptised and you came up out of the water, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel quite special and also very cold.
And that feeling of being special, is that something that you think is going to continue?
Yes, I think it will. I can already tell the church this morning, loads of people are going to be coming to congratulate me.
Yeah, which is rather lovely. Well, Lucy, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Bishop Graham, before I let you go, in terms of nurturing young people in faith and encouraging them, how important are these markers along the way of faith?
I think they're really important, and in other countries, in Africa in particular, there's rites of passage, we don't tend to have those so much now. We used to, and so baptism and confirmation provide a rite of passage as you grow up. I'm just off to Kenya and Sudan for the Independence Day on the 9th of July of South Sudan, and I think we need to draw on that, on the past, in terms of having rites of passage like this.
Well, have a good trip. We know, in fact, that you're in your car on the way up to Heathrow right now to fly out to Kenya and Sudan. So have a good trip, and talk to you when you get back.
Thanks very much, Tim. Bye.